Thank you, Madam Vice President. Czechia aligns itself with the EU statement. We thank the Deputy High Commissioner for the latest update, which has painted a grim picture of the human rights situation in Nicaragua. Current developments, especially the adoption of the latest constitutional amendment, bring the severity of the situation to new levels as the consolidation of power around a selected few continues. Czechia calls on the Nicaraguan authorities to uphold their international human rights obligations and to cooperate with the international human rights system beyond the Universal Periodic Review. In line with our UPR recommendations, we urge Nicaragua to protect the right to nationality, to guarantee freedoms of expression, of peaceful assembly and association, as well as to cease restrictions of civic space and immediately release all persons arbitrarily detained. All persons in Nicaragua, especially human rights defenders, journalists, political and civil society actors, members of academia, indigenous communities, as well as religious leaders, must exercise their human rights without fear and reprisals. Madam Deputy High Commissioner, we thank the Regional Office of the High Commissioner for all its work on human rights monitoring in Nicaragua. How can states best support its work in the upcoming year? I thank you.